I want to call to order the PNB Governance Committee meeting for Monday, March 19th, 2012. Okay. My name is Marcel Reed. I'm the co-chair. And hopefully there'll be elections very soon. And we'll introduce a new chair. I want to thank everyone that I was on the committee with last year. Now, I'm going to ask you to call your names out because I'm not sure that I have a complete committee count, and I'd like to do roll call now. So, would you give me your first and last name? I have R. Paul. Martin. Colleen.
Yes. O'Brien.
Okay. Lizette.
I'm here.
Lizette King.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. I can hear you. Welcome, Lizette.
Thank you.
George Ryder.
I'm here.
Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Okay. Now, are there any, would anyone else call out their name?
Gail Dixon.
Gail Dixon. Carolyn Burton.
Hi, Carolyn Burton here. Thank you.
All right. Have I missed anyone on the call so far?
Yes. This is Sharon. I'll log on your KPFA.
KPFA?
Yes, Sharon. S-H-A-H-R-O-N.
Sharon is replacing Malcolm Bernstein. If you're elected at the beginning of March.
Okay. Okay. I was about to call out Malcolm's name. Okay. Is there anyone else on the call whose name I have not called? Okay.
So how many do we have?
I mean on the call now. I'm counting 10 people on the call now. Would you call the other names out, George, just so everyone can hear them?
Okay. Ken Aaron, Shara Malcolm
here.
Carolyn Burden. You have a response? You just want to check off?
I want to check off the 8 people that aren't here, George.
Okay. Ken Aaron, Shara Malcolm here, Carolyn Burden. Bill Crozier, Gail Dixon, Lizette King, Colleen O'Brien, R. Paul Martin, Brenda Medina, was she here?
Yes.
Yeah, Marcel, yourself, myself, Tracy.
And I guess Lydia will be joining us in a minute. Lydia Buzon.
That's 12.
John yeah. Wenger and Kathy Davis are also listed as members.
They are. Yes, he just signed on to our group. I mean, to our PAC Yahoo group. John Winger did today, okay. And Kathy Davis. All right.
Is there a group, Martel, that we should be on?
Yes, it is the PAC Gov group.
Okay.
At Yahoo.
Send out a notice about that. I don't know about that. I'm new. Sorry.
Yes. No problem. No problem. Absolutely. I noticed that John signed on today, and I'll be happy to forward that.
This is Lydia. Do we
hi,
get
Lydia.
A chance? Hi, because I think I tried to sign on to it before, and I couldn't, even though I'm all over on Yahoo. Should I just try it again?
Yeah, just try it again, because John just signed on. And if you're not on it by tomorrow, I'll make sure that you're up and on it by tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. And anyone else who has any difficulty signing on, just forward it to me, and I'll make sure that you're on it by tomorrow. Okay. I have the agenda. For those of you who don't have it, it's called to order roll call, and then elect chair pro tem, elect secretary pro tem, agenda approval, approval of minutes, committee reports, action items, and adjourn. I have put this in. Yes, Ken.
This is Ken.
Yes, Ken.
I think we should, I think we can, we have enough people and we have quorum. We can elect a chair and a secretary. There's no need to do a pro tem. And even, at least if we're going to discuss that, that should be, election should be after agenda approval.
Okay.
This is Lydia. I mean, I think that we should discuss it after agenda approval. Every committee I have been on, we send out ballots if there's more than one candidate, and the whole committee votes online. Why is this committee different? Other than pro tem, of course. But
No. That's for pro tem there. Yeah. No.
Okay.
That's for pro tem tonight. No.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't have the names of the people who were running, so I was putting in a chair pro tem. And I have been on other meetings, Ken, where the elections occurred before the agenda approval, but no problem. We can change the order. Are there any more changes to the agenda? Proposed changes to the agenda?
Questions? To our poll?
Yes, I'll call.
Could this agenda be posted to the mailing list?
Yes, I thought the agenda had went out to everyone already.
No, it didn't.
It didn't It didn't? Okay.
I have evidence that it, well, according to what I received, it seems to have gone to everybody, including those who aren't on the list of yet. So I'm not sure what happened.
Well, I can tell you.
I'm not out here.
Posting an email to the owner of the list is not posting an email to the list.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what happened by mistake. So I will send it out now. I have to ignore that. That's just somebody coming in on my line.
Marcel?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, because I'm kind of in transit right now. Does the agenda include the task force
reports? Yes, it says yes.
Okay.
It says committee report.
Okay.
Absolutely, no problem.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Yes, Bill?
Did we decide to have, chair and secretary elections, or is it going to be just pro tem, chair and secretary elections?
Well, pro tem, because we have not sent out a ballot, I do not have the names of who would be running.
Can we, Tracy?
Well, we can have nominations.
Well, then if we want to send out a ballot, that would be difficult to do. I'd be happy to do it, but it would take us a little while to send it out.
Well, I just,
I'm sending the other out now.
I just didn't want to delay things, so if we could decide to at least, if there's more than one person who wants to do it, we could at least get the ballots
initiated
at this meeting. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you. No problem. And that is why I wanted to put out pro tem, so I could step down and someone else could take over, and even if it took longer for a full election to occur.
Okay,
that's all I'm trying to get accomplished tonight. Okay.
Thank you.
Has everyone received the agenda to have sent it out again?
Well, I have.
No.
You have?
This is Sasha, and the answer is no.
Tracy for the staff, myself. Did you get a chance?
Okay, Sasha, I didn't know you. Did not know you were here. Thank you for letting me know, Sasha.
That's fine.
Okay. Yes.
Marcel,
Tracy?
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to be on. Oh, okay. So it sounds like what we're doing is we're modifying the agenda to elect a chair pro tem and then to go ahead and accept nominations for permanent chair and permanent secretary.
Yes.
If it is, in fact, uncontested, then that would be the permanent election. If it is not uncontested, then we would send out ballots. Is that, do I have that correctly?
Yes, you do have that correct.
On the
point of order, we seem to be discussing the agenda before we agreed it. I mean, the matter is there already, so when we get there, we can have this kind of discussion.
I'm just trying to make sure everyone has the agenda now, Lizette. And Sasha said she doesn't have it, so I want to make sure that Sasha has the agenda. Sasha, I've sent you the agenda separately now, so you should receive it in a moment. Okay. Are there any more changes to the agenda? Then let's go ahead and vote on the changes to the agenda.
This is Bob Lederer. I just wanted to tell you I'm on the call.
Hello, Bob.
This is Ken. Point of order.
Yes.
Voting on this, I don't think there's going to be any objections. Could you just ask?
I did. No objections? So approved? Okay. So let's move on with the agenda now. Okay. And I'd like to welcome Sasha and Bob Lederer to call. Bob, did you receive a copy of the agenda?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Can I ask a question? And this is just for future reference. I just received an email stating that, requesting that we accept the two new members from a particular LSB because they haven't been able to elect them yet. Technically, I think there could be a problem. I mean, I don't have any problem with them sitting, but there could be implications for this.
Absolutely. They cannot vote until they are elected. And that
I'm sorry. I have to disagree here, Carolyn, on the stack.
All right.
Yeah, I think the rule has been, same as for directors, that the former members continue until they're replaced. But there shouldn't be a hiatus or a gap, and no station should really remain unrepresented. So I think our election at WBAI is on Thursday the 29th.
Mm-hmm. And that forward.
Yeah, but right until then, the old members continue with all the powers of voting and whatever.
That's correct.
No, I was... I thought that there was a new... There has been no new member from you. That new member was from KPFA. I'm sorry. And he replaced Mal Bernstein. You're right.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Okay, let's move on with the agenda now. Since most of us know the other members, would you like to take 30 seconds to introduce yourselves? Any new members? I've served on the committee before.
This is Bill Crozier. I'm
Bill Crozier. I'm new.
Okay, Bill, introduce yourself and give us just a brief 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I'm Bill Crozier from KPFT,
Pacific
National
Board.
First time on the governance
committee,
the P&B
though.
Glad to be on it.
Glad to be on it. Hope
that
we can work on
getting some of the
problems
with the bylaws
fixed.
Updated this year.
I'll
be supporting some bylaws
amendments.
Sorry
if that ring in the background.
No problem.
Sorry, I didn't get
to say.
Repeat it.
This is Sharon Magomir. On KPFA LSD staff programmer, and this is my first time I'm serving on the governance committee. So it was a pleasure working with you. Thank you.
Ken?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. Ken Aaron from KPFK. I'm on too many committees, like several of them. But want to participate in governance and see what we can do to streamline and effectively handle the issues that come up. That's all.
Thank you. George?
Yeah, well, I was on as the chair of governance 2 years ago, I think I'm glad to be back.
Okay. And your station, George?
KPFT.
Okay. Sasha?
Sasha Fruit from KPFA. This is my second year on the governance committee.
Okay. Lydia? Lydia. Okay, Carolyn Burden.
Hi, Carolyn here from WBAI. I have not been active on the committee, but I hope to be in the future. Like Ken, I hope we can look at bylaws amendments, among other things, although I am still a little bit puzzled about the extent to which the reach of this committee and the scope, but I'm looking forward to finding out and working with you all. Glad to be here.
Let's see, Luzette.
Hi, Luzette King from Washington, D.C., listener up, and I nominate George Reiser to introduce me.
Luzette is the feistiest woman that I know. always for good causes. And I'm proud to know her.
Okay, Gail?
Gail Dixon, WPFW, D.C. I've been, this is my second go-round on the Governance Committee. And I've been associated with Pacifica, with PFW, almost since its beginning in D.C. Was on the advisory board when we had one, and then elected as an LSB person. It's nice to hear everybody's name.
Okay. Bob?
Hi, I'm Bob Lederer, staff rep from WBAI, and I think it's my fourth term on this committee, interrupted by a couple of years, but on last year, and just look forward to working with people on the issues that can make the government
Brenda?
Hello?
Oh, Brenda?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, my name's Brenda. From KPFK. I'm a listener member, and this is my second year on governance, and I really like it so far. So I'm looking forward to doing bylaws amendments and potentially looking at any ways to better facilitate governance on the national board. Thank you.
Thank you. And now Lydia.
Yes, this is Lydia Berzon from KPFK, and I've served a few times on governance in the past, and looking forward to doing so again. And let's see, what else? That's about it.
Okay. Is there anyone R. Paul Martin?
Okay. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm staff rep from WPAI. Listening to people and counting up. Amazingly, this will be the start of my eighth term on this committee.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
There was just one other thing I wanted to say. This is Gail.
Yes,
it's interesting to hear the number of people who are eager to look at bylaws and amendments and such, which is something some of us have been talking about for quite a while. So I'm hoping we can really get on that and get something going, because we definitely need to.
Thank you. Is there anyone that I have overlooked or haven't looked on?
Yeah, I think
Colleen
O'Brien
with Colleen, I'm sorry, Colleen. And Tracy Rosenberg. Okay, Colleen.
Well, this is Colleen O'Brien, representing the listeners from KPFT in Houston. And this is my first time being on the governance PND, and I was on the program council at KPFT for two terms. I've also written bylaws for a little Westbury community garden. And so I'm also interested in just as much full participation of our collective self in making governance work on the national level to the best it can in a transparent way.
Okay, thank you very much. And Tracy, sorry about that.
Okay, Marcel.
Tracy Rosenberg, KPFA, listener rep since 2007, on the PNB since 2010. I was on the governance committee as an LSB member in 2009, and then on it last year as a PNB member in 2011, so this will be the third go-round.
Okay. Well, welcome to all the new members. My name is Marcel Reed. I was the co-chair last year, which really was only like a fourth of the year since we met so very late. My home station is WPSW. I'm also on the PNB, and I have enjoyed co-chairing the governance committee, and I will be equally happy to not be in that position anymore. So I think that sets the stage for the election of the chair pro tem. Do we have any nominations?
Yeah, Tracy for the staff.
Yes, Tracy. Anyone else?
Gail.
I will nominate George Ryder.
Yes, Gail.
I want to nominate Lydia Broussard.
Okay. Any other nominations?
I'm sorry, Marcel, did you say you were not available? Or
No, I don't want to run.
No, you don't want to run as pro tem either?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. Anyone else?
Bob, would you like to run?
Not really. Thank you, though.
He was very polite about that.
Okay, so the floor is open. If there are no more nominations, are there any more nominations? Then I'm going to move to close. Okay. So, very quickly, all of those in favor of George Ryder.
I think you have to.
I think you're going to have to
call the roll.
I am.
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to call the roll. I'm sorry. I'm eager to leave, guys. I apologize.
Okay. We can hold up our hands.
We can hold up our hands.
Hold your hand up. Hold your hand up, Bill. Okay. All right. Let's start with R. Paul Martin.
Okay. What's the vote?
It is for
Don, right?
George or Lydia for chair pro tem.
George Ryder.
This is Lydia. Let me make this simple, because I wasn't contemplating this. I assumed Marcel would want to be pro tem, and so I didn't arrange my schedule not to be on the road. So since I'm going to be driving, I would like to recuse myself as pro tem.
All right. Then
done.
All in favor of George?
Then I think it's not. Okay. He's the only other candidate, right? Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually teasing. All right, George.
Okay.
So you can now assume the chair.
Thank you, Marcel.
You're more than welcome.
The next item is to elect a secretary pro tem. Do we have any nominations for secretary pro tem? Well, I'll make one. R. Paul Martin.
Oh, I would like to decline.
Well, I'm sorry, R. Paul. Do we have anyone barely willing to do it?
This is Tracy. On a pro tem basis, I can do it tonight. I'm sitting in front of a computer. So at this point, I have not been doing it so far, so I will have to start it from this point. And I will go ahead and start from here.
Okay. Well, I think that what makes sense then is to take nominations for permanent chair, which I gather will help by a mail ballot, which I suppose, Marcel, I'll need your help to get that out. I'm not even sure I'm on the list yet.
No problem. I'll be happy to see you.
Okay.
I don't think you are, but I'll be happy to do that for you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Point of order. This is Bob Letter. Yeah, we can't hold an election for permanent officers until all of the stations have elected their members of this committee.
Well,
which hasn't happened yet.
I don't think that's the case. There are members from BAI who are continuing. They are entitled to vote. They are entitled to represent BAI. I don't know of any motion that was ever passed by the PNB which says that. I do know a motion that was passed when I was president, chair of the PNB, which said that the LSBs needed that the members of the committees within some short period of time, like a week after the end of the January in-person meeting. That obviously hasn't happened, but it seems to me our policy has been not to wait on the LSBs. Move forward with getting the committees working as fast as we can. So that's my ruling on the point of order.
Well, if I could just briefly respond, every committee I've ever served on or listened to the meetings of has always waited until the last LSB has elected their members, and whether they're following a particular motion or not, it's still a principle that's been followed consistently, that everyone should have say, and it doesn't in any way impede the continued progress of the committee. Pro tem officers can do the same thing any permanent officers can do.
I hear you, Bob, and I don't really have anything more to say about it than what I did. I don't know that if that's actually the practice, and I think I'll put it up to the for the committee what they want to do about that. Tracy, go ahead.
Just as a point of information, I was under the impression that the elections committee already voted for its chair and secretary. As a matter of fact, I sat through that process earlier this year. So I think that it has always been discretionary for the committees. And in this case, I believe the incumbents might well be coming back anyway. So what exactly are we arguing about? It seems to me that if the committee needs to go ahead and elect a chair, we should do so. If we are going to have a contested election, we meet once a month, we would then not have our permanent chair until May. The committee that meets only through January, that seems rather excessive to me. So I would speak in favor of proceeding with the permanent election with the votes belonging to the LSB's elected representatives, who will change as of the 29th, but who have been elected by the LSB to serve until they are replaced.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
John Wenger.
Marcel.
Okay, I heard Luzette, John Wenger.
Marcel.
And Marcel. Okay, Luzette.
Thank you. I really can't understand why we're spending time discussing something as logical as carrying on with the business. Earlier on, when I thought that we were having members on the board who were not elected by their LSBs, I was corrected. So if we have a full complement, then why are we waiting when this is the end of the first quarter of the year? I think we should just get on with the business, and if the LSPs can't get on with their business, I don't see why they should be holding up the National Committee.
This is Lydia.
Just a minute, Judge.
John, I'm just saying, if you can ask
Lydia.
Yeah, did you call on me?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of comments. I agree with Luzette that there's really no point in holding things up, but I would point something out that we've been working on this internally governance problem within KPFK, and what we decided to do just the other day is essentially define our LSB year as we elect, basically we elect our people, we seat them in December, so we're defining for the purposes of committees and that sort of thing an LSB year that starts in December, runs through and ends in November, and I think that the PNB might want to consider something similar with regard to for its committees. The idea is should really be, I think, that committee members would serve until they're replaced by their LSB. That puts the burden on the LSB to elect their people promptly if that's important to them. And if it's not important, then they can just ride with the old ones. But I think that the old way of waiting until May to populate the committee and give up 3 or 4 months of work time, well, basically it's 5 months. You give up four through April, January through April, and then you'd elect your people in May, and so basically then you get started in May or maybe even in June. That's dysfunctional and leads to not getting work done. You have to have continuity, and I also don't think it makes sense for people who are not yet members of a board or of a committee, certainly with our KPFK LSB committees, the new people start getting seated for membership. They sit and have to attend 3 of the first 4 member meetings in order for, for example, our listeners to achieve membership. And then, having done that, they've earned their right to be members. Then they get to vote. With the LSB, it's a little different because they're elected from the LSB to the PNB. So I just think it makes sense to have to plan for continuity and to plan for work getting done and to put the burden on the LSBs to elect their people to the PNB committees when it suits them. And if they don't, they just carry on with the old ones. I hope that makes sense. I went kind of fast, but there's several principles involved there. But I think it all leads to getting more work done, but without violating the idea of having people elect chairs before the committee is stabilized. I'm done.
Lydia?
Marcel? And Lydia.
Again, okay. To the stack. Oh, and then Lydia, sorry. Marcel, it's your turn.
Yeah. Last year we spent a great deal of time on how to have committees meet quorum here on the governance committee. We actually did not meet and elect a chair until September. So I'm very familiar with the delayed process. But the reason that I'm saying this is we don't have a convener this year. We just have a chair pro tem. We can get anything accomplished with our pro tem chair. And I just want to make sure as much as I can that if they're going to be new members from WBAI, that they be represented just in the spirit of absolutely every station and its people being represented.
Ken to the stack. Lydia, and then Ken.
Yes.
Lydia already spoke on this. I haven't.
No, I didn't.
Lydia hasn't spoken on it. Okay, I apologize.
Yes. No, I agree with Bob and Marcel because I don't understand why who we have as chair. It's different than when we had that delay with the convener last year, but how that slows down the work. I've been working very hard on the two task force groups that we formed last time, so it didn't stop the work depending on who the chair is. I fully trust whoever we have, whether they're pro tem or permanent, that the body has to agree on things anyway, as we're finding out with this discussion. So, but the other issue is that whether it passes or not, as Chair Pro Tem, George, can you send us a complete list so that when we vote, we will know who is the member of this committee since it's larger than before? Thank you.
Yes, certainly. With Marcel's help, I'll do that.
Ken?
Yeah. And I'd like to close the stack here to Ken. Please.
Yes, that's what I wanted to do. I basically want to call the question, but I just wanted to say the thing is to move ahead with stuff and not pitter-patter out with pedantic things of like not having a permanent chair until September. Come on. It's like, you know, prenuptials. You get a chair, you get a secretary, you proceed with business. There's no reason not to. The pro tem is not the chair, and actually, per Robert's rules, the pro tem is supposed to be elected every meeting, which would be burdensome. So if you want to be pedantic, we could just waste all day on useless protocol. Let's get a chair and a secretary and move on. So I move to end the day, call the question, and vote on this. But I want to clarify how we're voting. What does yes mean? What does no mean?
Just a moment. Actually, what's happening is I'm taking advice about a point of order that was raised by Bob Litterer. It's my privilege to speak last on these kind of things, and so I'm going to say I'm ruling against his point of order. I'm ruling that we should move immediately to a nominations for permanent chair. And my reasons for it are that we actually have a rule in place that the LSBs are supposed to have their membership, as I said, within a week or so of the end of the January meeting. We encourage them doing that by actually following our own rules and our own expectations and going ahead with meetings as promptly as we can. It puts the burden, if they're concerned about not having representation, puts the burden on them for getting it done in a timely fashion. So that's my ruling. Bob, you're free to appeal the ruling of the chair, in which case we'll vote on it, I guess. Would you like to appeal it?
No.
Okay, so that's what we're doing now, is we're about to take nominations for permanent chair. Can I hear nominations for permanent chair?
This is Gail. I'd like to ask a question first.
Okay.
I wanted to ask Lydia if she was bowing out just for this nomination as pro tem. If I nominate her for permanent chair, will she? Is that something she's interested in doing?
Yes, I would accept the nomination.
Okay, then I nominate Lydia.
Okay. Any other nominations? Tracy?
I will nominate George Ryder.
And I accept also. Is any other nominations? Okay, hearing none then. I believe we have an agreed-on procedure, which is that we will send out a roll call, a ballot, to everyone who is a member of the committee at this point, and that they will return it. I'll have the ballot sent out within 2 days. I can't really do it tomorrow, but let's say within 2 days. And can we get them back within a week? Is there any objection to that?
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Yes.
I have no objection, as long as we can see who we believe the committee is
yeah,
right now.
I'll send out the list of people on the committee with the request of the ballot.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay, so that's done. How about a secretary, a permanent secretary? Well.
I know.
I think we need a really good tape recorder.
May I fortunately nominate our member from Houston, whose name I believe is Christine?
Colleen.
Colleen. Colleen.
Colleen. Colleen, are you
ready? I can give it a try, sure.
Oh, wonderful. Colleen is a journalist, skills which I think probably will be useful in this regard.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Yeah,
do we have any other nominations for secretary now that we see that the job is being sought after? We don't. Okay. Colleen, you are now our permanent secretary. Thank you for being willing to do it.
You're welcome, George.
Okay. The next item is approval of minutes. Marcel, do we have any minutes?
We probably couldn't vote on them today, but I'll be sure to send them out tomorrow so that everyone will have opportunity to take a look at them.
Okay.
I just got mine from February.
Okay.
They came
I
in
haven't had a chance to read them yet. Okay.
Yeah, they came in at 5:24.
Okay, so I hear some unwillingness to try to approve minutes, which hardly anybody's seen. Anyone want to go ahead and approve minutes, just let me know now. If not, we'll move on. Okay. Committee reports. I have no idea what they are. Marcel, can you enlighten us about that?
We have a bylaws committee report first. I think that committee is being facilitated by Lydia.
Okay. Lydia, can you make a
Yes. Yes, we haven't met yet, and I do think I have some reservations and some confusion because I'm the one actually who recommended that we have these working groups. But in rereading the CPB open meeting requirements, I'm taken aback by the section that I never paid that much attention to, which was that any advisory body also had to be open meeting. If there are deliberations, it has a whole list of criteria. Because the other task force or working group, whichever we call it, was more of a work-oriented thing, which was pulling the motions together. Bylaws would require deliberations and votes. So it may have to be, a subcommittee or whatever needs to be openly streamed. However, I pulled together the bylaws that we have tried to pass for the past couple of years that have been on our website and that we went through one round. As I mentioned before, the only thing that was missing was, in some instances, just a rewording or the proper notification of a particular bylaw section and so forth. But I think now that we have so many people that in their introduction said they wanted to join a bylaws group, working group, or task force, whichever, please just send me your emails, and then we can set up a meeting. But I would like to add to an agenda, it doesn't have to be this one, about making a determination. I'm driving, so I can't send out the CPB open meeting requirements.
So if I hear what you're saying, we need a determination about whether or not we can in fact have committees which meet, societies. I gather that's not a problem as long as they're streamed. Is that your understanding of the law at the moment?
Yes. But I mean, there are some, for example, the other task force, which is about just collating motions, as long as the motion developing the parameters of that, that say is passed today, okay, then that's just a working group. It's no different than the example in CPB, which says if you get together to lick envelopes, to do a mailing, right, that does not require streaming, obviously, or having an open meeting about it. But anything where there are deliberations and presumably votes and so forth in advisory bodies, then it would require the streaming. So that's what I would like clarification about, more about the bylaws task force.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Bill, good.
Yeah, I have a suggestion, at least to get clarification. I see your point, Lydia, but another approach might be to just have a non-closed telephone conference call. Anybody wants to call in could do that, and at least listen. Because the main point of the open meetings requirements is to not have meetings and keep people out. But if anybody had wanted to call in to do so, that might be fine. And if we didn't use the Ring-2 conferencing service, then we wouldn't be costing Pacific any money. The problem right now already is that we spend $900 to $1,000 a month on all these conference calls. We get charged per person per minute for each person that calls into them. And it's also a problem when people are streaming. Like, I'm streaming a meeting right now tonight because nobody else is available. But if we wanted to stream the conference calls, it's going to cost more money to have an extra person streaming it, calling in, plus getting the person to do that. But if we could just have it wouldn't be an 800 number probably, but most of us have fairly long distance anyway, or cell phones at least, so we could do that. At least that's something we consider. I'd rather not have a decision that requires us to stream more meetings. It's too difficult. It's really hard to accomplish. And it gets more expensive if we have to use Ring-2 conferencing more.
This is Gail.
Hey, Gail.
Hey, how are you? I know for me, the call would be much, much easier. I have a difficult time getting things set up to do anything on a computer.
Anyone else want to speak to this question of how are we going to get the bylaws changes that there seems to be a rather strong consensus we'd like to do, the procedures for doing that?
Mark Paul?
Mark Paul?
And Carolyn on the start, please.
Mark Paul, then Carolyn.
And Lizette.
Having the working groups not having them not screened is a problem. I have to say we've been having a problem for some years now. There has to be some point where, you know, I mean, if two people say to each other, hey, why don't we bring a motion up to this committee? Well, that obviously doesn't have to be streamed. So at some point there's a line between what has to be streamed and what isn't streamed. And, you know, the working group kind of a thing is sort of like that. If you have less than a quorum of the committee on a working group, then you obviously wouldn't have a committee meeting. It's not equivalent to a committee meeting because there's no quorum, and so people can talk, and besides which, people can talk to each other all the time. I'll also point out what's happened in the past with bylaws, again. In the past, on this committee, we have at times worked for many months on bylaws language. And then, before we finalize it, 6 or 7 PNB members get together and come up with a slightly different bit of language and put that in. Well, those 6 or 7 PNB members get to talk to each other and come up with something that's the equivalent of what the entire committee would have done. So I think that, as I would suggest that as long as the working group doesn't have a quorum of the committee on it, I think it can meet and do stuff, because we've had that happen in the past. I mean, again, there has to be a line, and if somebody wants to argue that can't be done, they have to come up with where this bright line will be between when we have to stream and when we don't. Okay, I'm done.
Carolyn, you're next. But Lydia, would you be willing to send me the link or however I can find whatever it is you want from the CB?
Sure. And I think it may require an opinion from counsel, given that CPB funds are at stake here. So that was all. But we don't have to finish the discussion tonight. I'll send out the document so everyone's on the same page.
Right.
Quick question. Okay. What's the meeting code? I need to make some noise.
Pound time one, I believe.
Pound time one? Okay, I'll try. Thanks.
This is Ken. I have an unusual point of order. I was on the agenda to set the regular schedule of meetings, and the other issue was we're going to be voting, but we didn't get a chance to hear anything from the candidates. And the reason I'm bringing that up is at this point, I want to make sure that both candidates, once we schedule the meetings, are able to stably attend them in, you know, in a stationary position.
Well taken. We should have taken...
Mark, go to the stack.
What I'd like to do is to complete this conversation and then go back. And, Lydia, if it's all right with you, then you and I can both make a statement. Is that okay with you?
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, so... let's complete this conversation, and Marcel, if it's all right, I'd like to close the stack. I mean, if it's all right with everyone, I'd like to close the stack with Marcel. It's Carolyn, Lizette, and then Marcel.
Oh, thank you. Carolyn here. Yeah, two questions. One is the open meeting, and the other is the quorum. I think our Paul's point is well taken. Without a quorum, there's not a problem. And the openness can be done on our cell phones. It might cost some people some money, but actually 800 numbers cost a lot more on mobile phones than any other kind of call. So the only question is people who don't have 3 minutes before 9 o'clock or something. But I think that there's not a problem to have an open meeting, announce the number, use freeconferencecall.com or one of those other services and run it there. I don't think there is a problem there at all. I doubt that many people would show up who would make a quorum. So I'm all for that system. Thank you.
Okay, it was it.
Yes. I think somewhere in the documents, the bylaws, there is some mention of a bylaw conference, I think, for changes. And that has never happened. But I'm not sure that we're doing much when we change the bylaws or review them piecemeal. So I wonder if we were to look at the idea of maybe inviting from the 5 local station boards what it is they see as priorities for changing now. When that comes up, we look at them as a board and send it back to the LSBs. Because I'm not very sure that we should be doing it piecemeal, and we should be doing it in exclusion of the LSBs. When we were putting those bylaws together, the LSBs were very much involved. And I think they should be involved again when we're reviewing them. So maybe we could start from bottom up.
Okay, Marcel?
I just heard what you said, and I agree with Carol, and we certainly can do it over one of the 3 conference call members, so that would settle that. The others, I heard Ken say something about setting up the meetings. We have scheduled all the meetings until January, Ken, for the third Monday.
They're all the third Mondays of the month.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's Gail.
Somebody could change that, but I don't have any inclination to doing that. If someone wants to, we can need to change that. But I wanted to close this out, Gail. Is this a new
Well, I just wanted to ask a question in regard to Lucette's comments. I want to make sure I'm understanding. Lucette, could you just spell out a little what you're saying about, you're talking about not doing this piecemeal, and, I mean, can you just explain a little bit what you're suggesting?
Okay. For example, Gail, if you remember not very long ago, we had some suggestions for changes come down to us through our TNB members. And I'm suggesting rather than it being done like that, because the whole thing needs some reviewing, but we need to prioritize those paths that we could get a consensus on that should be changed. So we should solicit the views of the local station boards about what they see as priority. And if we have 3 or 5, agreeing on something, then we look at that, those paths, at national level, send it back down, and then come back up. It would take time, but I think it would satisfy most people. Because some of the things that came down to us, I didn't really see the need. I didn't see any urgency in it.
I'd like to move on if we can. Is anybody
okay,
else?
I'll pursue it.
I did want to say something myself, and it's sort of along the line of what Lizette was saying. We've had bylaws amendments which were reasonably well crafted that died at the PNB. Level the last year, and these are bylaws amendments which actually had been proposed for 2 years. Most of them were proposed when I was chair a while back. The real problem here is getting a consensus to begin with on the PNB about the changes, and I think this committee can be really important in that regard. In terms of essentially all the perspectives factions are represented here. And if we can agree on what needs to be done, I think we can move the whole board, and I sort of agree with Lizette also. We ought to take input from the LSPs in the process of doing that. And I would like to suggest that Lydia, you continue chairing this work group, but see to it that anybody on the committee who wants to can participate somehow. Is that agreeable to...
It is. Everybody,
welcome it. Okay, so I'm not quite sure how you're going to do that without actually setting up other meetings and being on the streams and all that. But
Between now and the next meeting, which is at this point scheduled for the third Monday in April, there's no reason why progress can't be made on getting the pieces of the laws that people think really need to be changed and the wordsmithing done, and then the larger task of putting together the sort of political consensus to make things happen is probably going to take as much as a year. Okay, there were other committee reports?
The other one is the one that we set up, which was to gather all the motions together. And thanks to Bob and Jack Van Aken, we were able to recoup what used to be on the PMB website, which was the motion from 2004 through 2007. I have invited John Gary, who is our current board secretary, to assist with this because he's been very good at gathering motions. And then we're just going to go through and get the approved minutes to try to cull those motions. This was an effort when Greg Guma was executive director, the document we have, and it was outlined very nicely. It had all of the motions relating to finance and governance and all the various categories. And so it was very useful. And so I think it's a start, and it's really necessary. We're always relying on our memory and what people think was passed. So we've made some progress. We have those two pieces, and there was another section which were kind of administrative motions. And there was language that Bob had proposed that I had at the time objected to till I saw this document and see how well it worked. And I don't know, Bob, do you have the wording for what you proposed last time?
I'm looking for it.
May I ask who was speaking?
This is Lydia Brisson, Joseph Kay, KPFT. Yes, and Joseph is also on this working task force, so he has seen the documents as well. And at the time, Bob's motion was basically that we keep to, like, the main motion, as opposed to, not including procedural and, and a lot of the peripheral types of motions. The way this document is set up, this initial one that we can simply add to and would make it really simple, time-consuming but simple. what he proposed last time, the wording, absolutely makes sense. I don't know, do you have that yet, Bob?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, but you recall what your wording was?
Yeah, I could reconstruct it.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you do that? Yeah.
Okay, that the committee create a work group to assemble all PNB motions on substantive matters since its creation or its reconstitution as an elected body in 2004. And also administrative policies put into place by
Zimmer's got that dog. Please press pound 1.
And also administrative policies put into place by executive directors beginning in 2004. So that's tentatively.
Was that approved by the previous incarnation of the committee?
No, this is Lydia. I had objected to it because I had wanted some more motions in there, but I can now see the logic of having the substantive motions in there to start. We can always, if we have tons of time or next year, fill in the peripheral motions. Once I got into actually doing it, it made a lot of sense.
I need some clarification here. Now, what is substantive mean?
Exactly.
Main motions as opposed to things that happen.
As opposed to procedural motions or motions, as I believe that what Bob's previous language was, as opposed to motions which only affect that particular meeting, for example.